podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Guess what day it is.
Today is National Made in the USA Day.
That's what America's built on.
Just quality. Quality all the way.
USA! USA! USA!
Made in USA.
Is what America's all about.
Made in USA.
Built in America.
Happy National Made in the USA Day.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working that Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama.
Celebrating 10 years since its release, Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass came out right around the end of June, beginning of July of 2014. Apparently, when she wrote this song, she had just resigned to the fact that she was not going to make it as a singer. She had released three albums on her own independently and got nothing. So she just started to go to work writing for other people in Nashville. And it was a songwriter in Nashville that heard her demo and liked her voice and said, we should work together.
I think they put it on the YouTube and that's how it got so famous.
Right.
And I think, you know, just the message of the song, the girlies were like, you know what? You damn right.
Changed her life.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah.
Yep.
She also headlined the first and only all-female Mix Fest.
There we go.
Played the beach house.
Right. She's done all right.
Yep. Just takes one to get you there. Imagine kind of thinking, well, that's it. Three albums, nothing's happened. I'm gonna see if I can write for other people and just, you know, make a nice living for
it's like
myself.
Tale as old as time.
Right.
As soon as you stop trying.
And then.
There it is.
Yep. It is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Team sleep?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Oh, was not expecting that one.
She was a rough one yesterday, but that's all right.
Yep. You and me both, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You and me both. I just have not been sleeping. I was so tired, too, because I didn't sleep the night before, and
yep.
I thought for sure. I went to the gym. I played basketball.
That's
I was
good.
Just completely worn out.
Exercise when I, is good dopamine.
Right? Yep. I laid down in that bed at like 8:40. I was like, this is it. I'm going to have the most glorious of sleep in all the land.
Mm-hmm.
Did not happen, did it?
You need to sage out that room or something.
Sage the room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kyrie.
Something in there.
To ambient your brain.
I'm not Kyrie. I've been saging before Kyrie. Thank you very much.
Oh, you took offense to that.
Do not compare me to that man.
Okay, flat earther over there.
Get out.
Saging and
Get
flat
out.
Earther talk you.
Get out.
Mm. All right, will you come sage my room?
I will bring you some sage, sure.
Well, I need 100%. An expert. I don't feel
nothing,
like it's a rookie
to do with
job.
Of course it is. It has all to do with your intention. It doesn't matter.
I'll try anything at this point. Not really a big sage person, but
yeah,
I'll try.
Yeah, I meditated for a straight hour and I still couldn't.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what?
I went old school. I tried counting sheep.
Which is meditating.
And then I was like, I can't remember counting sheep. Do I start at 1,000 or do I start at 100?
You start at 1.
What? You start at one.
Yes, you're counting sheep. You start at one.
Oh, no, I count backwards.
Oh, you do?
You don't count backwards?
No, that's too hard for your brain.
Yeah, but
you want it to be easy.
Sheep.
Also, you can run out of sheep if you go backwards.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I was like, I think I started at that. But the idea is that I would fall asleep before I'd get to counting 100 sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Would help. I never thought of counting from...
From one.
From one.
Yep.
One sheep. Huh. I'm going to try that tonight.
You sound like the count.
One sheep.
Oh. May the odds be ever in your favor. And try one of those gummies I got you.
Seven lemon meringue.
Maybe take some gummies and
pie.
Then count sheep.
Take them a little early. You'll be fine.
Producer Dan.
Yo.
Team sleep? Team no sleep?
I got my standard four.
Okay. All right. That's
doing
good.
Doing it
well.
We're here.
Yes, we are. Okay, let's talk about the show this morning. Coming up at 6:15, I have a funny story. I don't know if it's funny or it's sad. You'll have to make that determination about our dog, Cisco.
I'm not doing sad dog stories.
Yeah, you can't just come
you
in
know,
here with sad dog
You don't
dog
get
stories.
To do that. You said it was a funny story when we talked about it in the meeting this morning. If it's going to be sad, we're not doing it because I don't do sad dog stories. Today's a rough one for me already.
I'm with her.
You're going to have to make that determination. I can't tell you how to feel in life. So that's coming up at 6:15. A funny, maybe sad story about our dog, Cisco. You make the determination, Kennedy. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about my... I don't want to say the name of the company, but my rideshare driver the other day was smoking weed and I didn't know what to do.
It's just the wildest story. Just blows my mind place.
And I'm not saying like my rideshare driver wasn't smoking weed before he picked me up. Like in the middle of the ride, he'd like get hit his pen.
Yeah, super. Super.
So we'll discuss that. Emily D. Baker, the internet's favorite law nerd, will
Maybe
join
you could
us.
Ask her the legal ramifications of that.
Oh, that's pretty good. She'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about the mistrial yesterday with a hung jury in the Karen Reed case. The lead investigator got fired yesterday. What did the jury think? Did we get a poll? I have so many questions for Emily this morning. So Emily will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a $100 gift card for OWN's hottest new series, Family Empire Houston. We're going to give that away. We can't be Kennedy coming up at 6:45. In the 8 o'clock hour, we have four more tickets to see Alanis July 9th at the Xfinity Center. And if you missed the big announcement yesterday, we have an NKOTB pool party. And how this works is you're going to win tickets to see them at the Xfinity Center on August 10th, but then you're also going to be a finalist to come to, or you're going to get tickets to come to the VIP pool party that we were doing down in the Seaport. You have to sign up for that contest ahead of time. So if you want to sign up, you can do that right now at mix1041.com, and then we start the winning on Monday. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe here in 10 minutes on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning.
Good morning.
To Thomas McClintock joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Kennedy.
Before we get to the Teddy Bear Classic Golf Tournament, which is the greatest name ever for a golf tournament, let's back up a little bit and talk about the Children's Dyslexia Center and what you're doing there, and also how you got involved.
So we're a dedicated organization of people who believe every child should have access to high-quality reading and writing instruction. And we're helping children to successfully meet the literacy demands in school and their future careers. I got involved in 2004. I was a marathon runner back then, and I was approached saying, hey, you can earn some money for the learning centers, but my mother didn't name me Thomas for no reason. I'm a cynic, and I wanted to meet a child in the program. So I went over to Newtonville, and one of the children came out, and I said, so tell me about your time here at the learning center. And the teacher started to explain, and I looked at the teacher and said, if I wanted the answer from you, I would have asked you the question. And it turns out this is a wonderful program, child after child after child. When you go to these graduations, and they talk about how they used to be called dumb and stupid, and they wouldn't have come prone to anything. And then once they learn how to handle dyslexia, they're at or above the reading grade of their peers. So it's just a wonderful program.
So, Tom, for someone who doesn't have this, like in my family or anyone I know really, how does dyslexia affect a kid's day-to-day life, and what do you guys do at the Learning Center to help them?
So dyslexia is not a disease. It's just a matter that the brain sees numbers and letters in varying forms, unlike you or I may, and I'm not dyslexic, but we may see a word or a sentence, whereas people with dyslexia, it will be scrambled. And there's a program we use called Orton-Gillingham where we teach them how to handle those letters. It's classroom after classroom after. It's an after-school program. It takes 2 to 3 years for them to go through the entire program. But once they do, the smile on their face and the success that they have is amazing.
And it's at no cost to the families at all, correct?
No cost to the families at all. That's where the Teddy Bear Classic comes in. The Teddy Bear Classic is our largest fundraiser. We're supporting the 3 learning centers here in Massachusetts. We have 85 children enrolled in the program. And the average per child per year cost to us is about $8,700. So this is a serious fundraiser for us. The Teddy Bear Classic itself is held at Juniper Hill Golf Course out in Northborough because I needed a double course. I used to support one learning center, and I was approached about supporting the 3 of them and knew I couldn't do 3 golf tournaments. And so we do it at a double course. Last year we had 197 players. We're planning on 220 this year.
Wow. Yeah. So if you don't know, a double course means there's 2 18-hole courses in one location, which allows you more golfers.
I just love that we're doubling it up. 2 for the price of one, kind of. Or 2 for the price of 2.
So reasonably, I could handle 288 players.
All right.
Okay, so the 2024 Teddy Bear Classic Annual Golf Tournament is happening on July 22nd. If you go to teddybearclassic.golf, that's teddybearclassic.golf, you can find out how to get involved. Are there any slots still available to play?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And if people want to be, do sponsorships or whatever, I'm in charge of the Teddy Bear Classic, and my contact information is on the website.
You spend your weekends in the sand trap anyways. You might as well do it for good this time.
Do it for a good cause.
Thomas McClintock from the Children's Dyslexia Center. Thomas, you and your whole team over there are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
We love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Carson. Thank you, Kennedy. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, maybe you're hosting a golf tournament for charity, or maybe you just hit a great golf shot and you want to talk about
it. There it is.
How about a hole-in-one? Let's hear about your hole-in-one.
We'll even take an eagle.
Drop us a text, 617-931-1234, or give us a call right here in the studio. It's the same number, so we can set you up to get you to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, it's 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Okay. I don't think I've played this for you guys before, but if I have, it still slaps. What if the Muppet Show theme was punk rock?
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
Hey, they weren't half bad.
No, they were all bad.
Thank you.
Animal is the most punk rock drummer of all time.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You're going to have to decide, Kennedy, if this is a funny story about our dog, Cisco, or a sad story about our dog, Cisco.
I am hanging on by a thread this morning, Carson, and if you make me cry before 7 o'clock, throat punches.
So we have a 3-year-old golden doodle named Cisco. In fact, I think his birthday might be this week. And first of all, the reason we got the dog is because I'm allergic, and so is my son, so we can't have regular dogs with dander and all of that stuff. So golden doodles are hypoallergenic.
Genetically engineered dogs. Yes,
they're
indeedy.
Fantastic. And he's a little mischievous, but he's fun. He's very independent.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. And so he requires grooming quite often because he gets matted. Mm-hmm. And anybody that has a dog like this knows the matting is a pain. Mm-hmm. We have a professional dog grooming brush. So we have learned how to demat Cisco. We've been trained by, you know, our groomer.
You got a Furminator?
I don't know. Mm. What is a Furminator?
A grooming brush.
It's like a really expensive
$60 grooming brush.
Yes, yes, we have that one.
Yep.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to sleep on it.
No.
It's very painful.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like made of nails.
Yes. 100% yes.
And so you have to keep up with it. He goes to the groomers more than I do. He goes about every 4 weeks to 6 weeks. He is at the groomers. And it's
for obvious reasons, he goes to the groomer more than you do.
Yeah, that's true, too. More than I used to go. More than I used to go, I should have said.
Couldn't let him just have that one, huh?
Nope.
And so our groomer, much like a lot of businesses, they are overbooked. They don't have a lot of people. The owner just had a baby. Oh. They lost somebody. Mm-hmm. And so we missed an appointment. We didn't miss it. They just had nobody to do it.
No availability.
And then trying to get back on the books was impossible because we didn't schedule the next appointment because we didn't go to the one appointment.
I get it. I have to do it with my hair gal, too.
So yesterday was the day after. I honestly think it may have been 3 months since Cisco's been to the groomers.
Mm-hmm.
And the second we walked in. Now, Lana told me beforehand, hey, they're probably going to have to trim him down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's summer. You want to take a little off.
Mm-hmm. So about 10 minutes after me dropping off Cisco, I get a panicked call from the groomer. And she knows my wife. And she's like, we have to shave him down to the bone.
Oh, we got a buzz cut?
And so I said, okay. You know, can try and keep a little bit of the tail, keep a little bit of that golden doodle poodle cut in the face. She's like, yeah, sure, no problem. We'll do all that.
Was the matting just that bad that they had to shave him down to his skin?
Yes, yes. It was that bad.
That happened to my sister once when she was a toddler.
So then, about 10 minutes after that, I get another call from the groomer. She's like, yeah, I can't save the ears or anything.
Cisco. You had him walking around like that for months?
What did he look like when he walked in there?
My goodness, sir.
So I'm going to show you what he looked like, and we can post this picture. This is what he looked like beforehand.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it doesn't look bad.
You're not seeing what's underneath.
You're not seeing.
It's a very thick fur.
It is a very,
very dense.
Thick fur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the adorable photo.
Let me see him bald. Oh, poor Cisco.
Are you sure you want to see this?
I am. All dogs are cute. I don't care.
Oh, let's test that theory. Oh, he's not bad. He's more aerodynamic.
Let me see. Oh, he looks fine.
Oh,
he looks just fine. He's
sleek.
He's not bald at all.
Look at him.
It's hot as hell outside. I think it's nice.
Look at his poor face.
Yeah, he just got a tight fade.
It was raining. He was not pleased with
it. Not raining. He was not wet. That's just how he looks. He has no fur anymore.
Bless him heart.
He looks like some cartoon character after he gets blown up with the Acme bomb. And all that's left is the skin tight on the, and you see the ribs.
I think he's just fine. It's hair, it grows back.
I know, but so Lana.
When he walked in, did you go, welcome to the club?
When he came out from behind the counter at the groomers, his tail was between his legs, his shoulders were slumped, and he was just looking at me, you jerk face. You guys are the worst owners.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't think that at all.
Did you give him a treat?
I spent
better?
Like $50 in treats at the dog groomers.
Good man. Good man.
So Lana hasn't seen him yet. Lana will see him tomorrow. So pray for me.
Look it. It's 90 some odd degrees.
I know.
I mean, Elvis hardly has, much hair, and he just pants all day.
I know.
I thought about cutting all his
hair. But surfer hair does care with Cisco. Like that long, flowy surfer hair. That's
It'll
what Lana
be back
loves.
Before you know it. So, oh, poor Cisco.
We'll post the before and after.
Sweet guy.
On Instagram and Facebook, and you can go in and decide if it's a funny story or a sad story.
It's not a sad story.
It's not a sad story. He's okay. It grows back.
Well, I'm going to bring him in tomorrow to work, and you guys can decide for yourselves.
I'm going to say what I say now. All dogs are beautiful. I would never make fun of him for anything that's happened to him.
Have you ever watched that, World's Ugliest Dog competition?
Of course.
Are they all beautiful?
Yes, they are.
Cisco could definitely be like
top
three.
Oh, my God, stop it. Your dog is freaking adorable.
No, your dog is adorable.
Just stop.
But some of those bug-eyed creatures are competition.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, some pictures and an actual video from Cisco being picked up from the groomers and trying to shake all the hair that he no longer has on his body.
No, they don't shake because of hair. They
yeah,
shake.
Yeah, he does. He does this. You don't know.
Yeah, I do know.
He does this thing.
It makes him feel better.
No, he shakes it because he has long, flowy locks. It's like when you flip your hair.
It's absolutely not why.
That's why Cisco does it. He has long, you know, beat hair, don't care, and he does a little. And then he feels good. He's like, yeah, look at that, Carson. You don't have anything like that.
So you see that flow?
Yeah, you see that flow, Dad? And so there's a couple of pictures in the video there. If you go to the Instagram space there, Kennedy,
yes,
at Mix1041, Mix1041 on Instagram. And Facebook, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix Streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So a mistrial has been declared in the high-profile Karen Reed murder trial. The jury was tasked with determining whether Reed drunkenly and intentionally backed her SUV into Boston police officer John O'Keefe 2 years ago. Her lawyers alleged she was framed in a cover-up. A unanimous jury is needed for any conviction or acquittal, and jurors ultimately failed to reach a consensus despite the judge's last-ditch effort yesterday to break the deadlock using the so-called dynamite charge. They said, despite our rigorous efforts, we continue to find ourselves in an impasse. Our perspectives on the evidence are starkly divided. So what happens next? There is a status conference July 22nd at 2 p.m. Reed is set to appear in person with her lawyer. It could be several months or even a year before another trial happens.
Did you see it took him like 3 seconds to relieve the trooper that led the investigation, Michael Proctor, of his duties? So he's out.
No, he's really not. He is...
Well, I mean, as from his role. They
sure, but
him
he
of
can't
his
be
duty.
Fired.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But anyway, I digress.
He can't be fired?
Nope. He can step down, but he can't be fired.
So what, he just gets moved to another department or whatever?
Paid.
Right.
He's being paid to do nothing right now.
I don't know how you try and retry the case when your lead investigator is compromised like that.
You get a different investigator. I don't know.
Yeah. So what happens? Do they just run the entire thing back?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, yes, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, somebody died, and so...
That's sad. We'll have Emily D. Baker.
Yes.
Emily D. Baker will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour to break it all down and answer these questions that we don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Flavor Flav is officially the new hype man for the USA Water Polo Women's and Men's National Teams. He signed a 5-year sponsorship deal and is making a financial contribution to the Women's Olympic team. His role includes multiple appearances annually at U.S. Water Polo events and exclusive social media collabs. He was on with CBS Mornings yesterday, and here's why he does it.
When my manager showed me this story, you know, my heart went out, you know, to these hardworking women.
Yeah.
Because when they're not in the water, they're home being regular housewives and everything. They got 2 and 3 jobs. You're not really making money in the Olympics.
Hmm.
And he's also gifting them with some pretty cool stuff.
So each one of them are going to go on Virgin Voyage, you know what I'm saying? Virgin Cruises. And
that's
then
incredible.
Also, the bonus.
What's the bonus?
At the end of the day, Flavor Flav is going to give each member of the team $1,000.
So that's
okay.
Happening.
That's nice.
Not only that, but he's saving Red Lobster. So
the Cheddar Bay biscuits. He's using his power for good all over the place.
Yes, 100%.
Save the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
He gave a whole lot of money to help them. And so Red Lobster is offering up his favorite items in an off-menu meal: Maine lobster tail, snow crab legs, garlic shrimp scampi, bacon macaroni and cheese, and the customer's choice of side. It's not on the menu, but if you go and ask for the Flavor Flav Flavor Flav Fave. You can have
Flavor Flav Fave.
Yeah, boy.
Where's the closest Red Lobster, Kennedy?
I don't know, but I would like to find
Show
out.
Show trip.
It's just nowhere around here because we got a lot of seafood spots.
Oh, do we?
Had noticed. And Tom Brady surprised Motorola CEO Greg Brown's wife, Anna, at her big 62nd birthday celebration at Chatham Bars Inn on the Cape on Sunday. Where were you?
I was not anywhere. I'm not allowed on those grounds.
Apparently, he made the trip from the Hamptons.
Yes.
No one knew he was coming. Mm-hmm. He apparently is very good friends with the Motorola exec who's worth $160 million. He did a meet and greet with fans and signed 4 footballs for the kids in the room.
Oh, I remember, Kennedy, where I was. I was at the Cape Cod Mall.
He also bought a bouquet for the birthday girl. Mm. He hung out with Bob Kraft, who was there for much of the evening. And Sir Elton John played.
No. At Chatham Bars and Inns?
Well, yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And the CEO of Motorola says, hey, Elton.
Sure.
How much you need.
Right.
And he goes,
that's how
no
probably
worry.
Pays.
Who decent. Played at the Cape Cod Mall?
we saw Inside Out 2 and went to the Foot Locker store. Completely different experience.
Sounds perfect. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Courtney from Auburn.
Hello, my friend.
Good morning.
Courtney, getting ready to go to work. She's the director of catering at a hotel.
Ooh, nice.
What's on the menu today?
Not much going on with 4th of July week, but just, you know, gearing up for future events.
All right, well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. They're all about pop culture, Courtney. You get more right than Kennedy, win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, and Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stranger Things Season 5 will have 8 movie-length episodes. Maya Hawke says they're basically making 8 movies, and it takes a long time to shoot because of the creator's attention to detail. Can we just get the end of the TV show?
The kids are 36 years old.
What is the alternate dimension in Stranger Things called?
The Upside Down.
I don't need 8 movies. I just need, like, the last 8 episodes. I mean, so we can move on with our lives.
I like that they're making the episodes like an hour and a half, but just don't take 4 years in between each season.
I don't need an hour and a half episode. 45 minutes.
I don't want it to end.
You don't want it to end?
Yeah, I love it.
Question number 2. This week back in 1954, Elvis was played on the radio for the very first time. Finish this famous Elvis lyric. You ain't nothing but a blank.
Hound dog.
Margot Robbie celebrating her 34th birthday today. She played Barbie in the Barbie movie. Which comedian played the lead executive at Mattel?
Will Ferrell.
Nelly threw Ashanti a surprise baby shower as they prepare to welcome their first child together. There were some celebrity guests in attendance, including this guy who did a song with Ashanti. Take a listen and then name him.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
What's his name?
Well, I feel like I should know it, but I don't.
Question number 5. Giselle Bundchen is enjoying the good life in Costa Rica with her kids and her jiu-jitsu instructor.
He's back.
What? I thought he was out the door.
I wouldn't leave Giselle that easily either.
Apparently, they are back together after the rumored split post the Brady roast. 2 of these are real jiu-jitsu moves, and one of them is made up by producer Dan. Which one is made up? The Peruvian necktie, the calf slicer, or the boa constrictor? Which one is made up?
I'm going to guess the calf slicer.
All right.
I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Jiu-jitsu names are wild.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Courtney from Auburn, War Eagle, got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
I don't think it's that Auburn.
These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I am.
Stranger Things Season 5 will have 8 movie-length episodes.
What are they doing?
Why?
I don't know.
Give me 50 minutes at most, and then give me like a 90-minute series finale.
Yeah.
I don't need 8 movies.
It's going to take months.
Because I'm going to have to watch them all.
I'm here for it. I just don't like their time frame. Speed it up.
Maya Hawke says they're basically making 8 movies and it takes a long time to shoot because of the creator's attention to detail. What is the alternate dimension in Stranger Things called?
The Upside Down.
Tied at 1. This week in 1954, Elvis was played on the radio for the very first time. Finish the famous Elvis. This famous Elvis lyric. You ain't nothing but a blank.
Hound dog.
Little known story, Kennedy and I worked at the radio station where Elvis was first played.
And the first song was That's All Right, Mom?
Yeah, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not back in his day, back in our day.
Back in my day!
It was like 2006.
We interviewed Elvis in 1963.
Tied at two. Question number three. Margot Robbie turns 34 today. She played Barbie in the Barbie movie. Which comedian played the lead executive at Mattel?
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Tied at three. Nelly threw Ashanti a surprise baby shower as they prepare to welcome their first child together. And there were some celebs in attendance, including this person who did a song with Ashanti. Take a listen to the song and then name him.
It's about trust, baby.
What's his name?
Fat Joe.
4-3. Question number five. Giselle Bundchen is enjoying the good life in Costa Rica with her kids. And the jiu-jitsu instructor's back.
All right.
Imagine that.
Good for them.
Two of these are real jiu-jitsu moves, and one of them is made up by producer Dan.
Oh, buddy.
Which one is made up? The Peruvian necktie, the calf slicer, or the boa constrictor? Which one is fake?
I feel like the first one is something mafia people do.
The Peruvian necktie?
I'm going to go with that one.
That's real.
The calf slicer, also real. The boa constrictor was the
that
fake
was
one.
That was the one I thought for sure was yeah. one.
That's a snake.
Dan, fooled both of you.
Well, I was like, what chokes things?
Well that done. Kind
of like 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Courtney, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won yourself a $100 gift card, courtesy of the OWN Network's hottest new series, Family Empire Houston, playing Fridays at 8. Set your DVR now. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Courtney from Auburn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Remember how I was asked to host and play in the charity golf tournament, was it maybe a week ago?
Yes, I drove you there.
Yeah, you did. You dropped
me
off.
I did. And I was sober the whole time.
You were, and I appreciate that. Now, the ride home, that was a whole other thing. The ride home was different. About halfway through the drive, we're on 93. We've just passed the tank.
That's the expressway. Go on.
Okay. Alec, what does that smell? It's like, and I look over and the guy has now, he had some sort of electronic device and he just hit it, but he's trying to like be slick about it. Like,
so he had a pen? He had
right.
A Benjamin?
Yeah. A Benjamin?
Yeah, a little Benjamin.
And obviously you can smell it. And I'm just like,
da, 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 da.
Bro, I've been in the car for 10 minutes. You could have done this before I picked you up.
I mean, I wish you wouldn't when you're driving me, but.
Or you're going to be dropping me off in 10 minutes, but nope. He could not wait the 20 minutes from where he picked me up at the golf course to drive me to Charlestown to hit. What do you do? 617-931-1234. Have you had this happen before in a rideshare? Where you were concerned about the status of the driver.
I got in one once, and you could smell the alcohol. And she was drinking out of a big old cup.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh. I mean, you could just smell it.
Right.
Absolutely. And I sat there just, I didn't know what to do. Because I wasn't going far. And I was like, okay, I guess if we just make it, then I'll be all right. But I was afraid to, like, report her because I didn't want my score to go down.
Like, and that's the thing, right?
And that's ridiculous, right? That is stupid.
Did you give her 5 stars and a 20% tip?
No, I did not. But I didn't give her 1 star.
From the 860 question for you, what would you have done if it had been alcohol? I think that's just what Kennedy was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't.
What do you do?
I mean, I was putting my life in someone else's hands. It was stupid.
What did you do?
He was very friendly.
I bet.
I tried to keep him engaged just to keep him paying attention a little bit more after that.
I mean...
I'm going to be honest. If it was I don't think it would have bothered me that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as he was driving okay, I don't think
yeah,
I would
care. Yeah, him taking like one hit off a pen is one thing, but like someone just being full on wasted, I feel like is another.
Yeah, but you don't know at that point what he did. I mean, if he's doing that in front of you, he definitely hit it before he picked me up.
No, that wasn't his first time trying weed, for sure.
No, I'm just saying before
no,
he grabbed
sure.
me,
yeah, no,
he probably
right.
said, oh, I'm going to pick up some guy at a golf course. I should probably hit this. And then I'm in the car for 10 minutes. He's like, oh, this guy is chill. I can hit it again.
Wild. Absolutely wild. I don't know.
Would you report him?
No. I would be too scared.
Right.
Which is stupid.
Did you report him?
I did not. And I gave him 5 stars and I gave him 25% tip.
How was his driving?
I mean, I got home safe.
They were going 25 miles an hour.
Traffic was pretty bad. It was, honestly, it was 6, 7 o'clock going through the tunnel. I mean, we weren't going fast.
I was making a joke, not a traffic joke.
Oh.
Because he was high. He drove real slow.
That happened to me once. I looked down. I was going 30 on the highway.
Oh, no. He had to because traffic.
It's a scary situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we're so afraid to say something.
Yeah, because it's your life, so sure.
No big deal.
You shouldn't feel like you can't do, like you're going to be affected if you try to say what happened in your ride share.
And then I got to get into it, and then what are they going to do, reach out to me, and do I have to give a statement? And
I don't know.
All of those things.
The police
getting involved with that, and then I'm going to be in the middle of all of that.
I don't want to be in the middle of it.
And the guy seemed like a nice guy. I don't want to cause chaos in his life. If this is his revenue stream, mm-hmm. is how I felt about it.
I mean, I don't know.
Did you ask to hit it?
No, I didn't ask to hit it.
Did you pull out your Benjamin?
No.
You like, throw on, I got 5 on it, let's do this thing?
That's exactly what I did. Play some loonies. You got any Bob Marley up in there on your...
Oh, heavens.
Your stereo. 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So what would you do if your rideshare driver, I'm not going to say the name of the company. I don't want to get into all that. But the rideshare driver that picked me up from my charity golf duty MC event last week. So Kennedy dropped me off. It's beautiful, by the way.
I did not smoke.
You did not smoke. Mm-mm. You were chatty, but not too chatty.
Sure.
Engaging.
I played music you enjoyed.
5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, five stars. Definitely five stars. But then the ride home was a big difference. Because it was actually kind of a far Uber ride from where that golf course was.
Sure.
It was a pretty long ride. And I was a little bit concerned that I wasn't going to get an Uber, but whoops. I can't help it.
They don't know where you're going until they pick you up.
Right.
So.
No, you have to put in your address where you're going.
Yes, I know, but that doesn't come up until they take your ride.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
My understanding. Well, anyway, who cares? That's not the point.
It wasn't necessarily Uber. That just slipped as a ubiquitous term.
It's okay.
So Dave is from Roslindale. We're not going to say who you work for, but you work for one of these rideshare companies, right?
Yeah.
What do you think I should have done as the guy was getting high, smoking weed in the car?
Honestly, I think you should have reported him. The guy's driving under the influence, giving the rest of us a bad name, you know? I'm out here hustling and bustling, trying to give people safe rides. You know, I want a good rating. I try and be polite, you know, try and work the tips. Every little bit counts. And if you report somebody, and I've had fraudulent reports against me, and they stop your account immediately. Once there's a complaint, they stop it. And you have to email them back and plead your case for them to turn you back on.
Can I ask you a question? If somebody reports you, do you know who it is? Does it say who it is, or you just were reported?
No, it just says recent passenger, whatever. But I've known who it was a couple of times because I related back to them saying, okay, I know who you're talking about. This lady told me she was going to report it, and it was a shared ride. It was an incident between two of the passengers. They were in a fight, and then the third person got picked up, and one person got out. The second person that got in was mad that I was driving the other passenger first.
And, poor guy.
It's a debacle.
But so, Dave, if I file this, you know, let's say I do it now. It's only been a week. I could do it today. What's going to happen to that guy? I don't want him to lose his job or lose his way to.
Well, he shouldn't be like imbibing while driving. I mean, it's illegal. Full stop.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah. I mean, he's driving under the influence. It's not good. Mm. It's not good. At all.
Well, thank you for being one of the good ones, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Hey, no problem.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Love you guys. Me and my daughter listen to you guys every morning.
Aww. We love you back.
Thanks, Dave. What's your daughter's name?
Kayla.
Kayla, tell Kayla we said hey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Rachel's from Wakefield. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Now Rachel's going to make me feel guilty that I didn't report the guy yet.
Like 100%. Let's put it this way. What would you do if Barrett was in the car with you?
Oh, gut punch.
Oh, she played the Barrett
card.
Got
him.
Playing to my dad's sensibilities. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. And not only that, like, what if the fair that's picked up is a mother with a child? Like, it's not even a joke to drive impaired either under the influence of alcohol or marijuana. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason both are illegal to drive under the influence of.
I just keep hearing people calling me a Karen in the back of my head for reporting. I feel
like. You'd be a Karen if you reported him for playing music you didn't like.
Right.
Or something or like this. Successful. This is just legality.
And then also, it was that's in the back right. of my head, what if I'm wrong?
What if he was just like, it was a...
A pen, but it's...
Or like a CBD pen.
Yeah. What if it was a CBD pen? I don't... It smelled like weed. I mean, I know what weed smells like. And I know pens don't necessarily put out the odor.
Mine smell like peaches, so I don't know.
But yeah, I'm surprised the pen smells like weed still.
Yeah, they do. You can smell it. You can smell it.
Yeah.
I smelled it.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you
and
thank
there you.
You
go.
The nose knows.
All right, thanks, Rachel. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Ferns from Northborough. Now, what are you saying about CBD pens?
Yeah, so like I work in a restaurant, and then the girl that works with me, she's always hitting her CBD pen, and it smells just like weed, but it's not.
So there you go.
Yeah, and that's what I was just saying. That was in the back of my head, too. What if I reported for smoking weed and yeah. It was CBD?
Well,
but I mean, like, he's still smoking in the car while you're there. I smoke cigarettes, and I don't smoke cigarettes when people are with me in the car because it's just rude.
Yeah, there's that, too.
So the CBD pens smell exactly like THC?
They kind of do, yeah.
Or is your friend just saying, telling you it's CBD? She's high at work.
No, because I'd be like, give me a hit. He's like, no, it says CBD for my anxiety.
Amazing.
Good.
Amazing.
Thank you, Fern.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Good luck.
I'm just trying to get all the facts.
All right, let's go.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's coming in
hot. Oh, my God. I'm having a heart attack.
I got smoked by Kennedy.
That is right.
Now, can you beat Kennedy?
617-931-1234. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Again, 617-931-1234. From the 978, as an avid Benjamin user, they definitely have a little weed smell, even if it is CBD. He shouldn't be doing it in the car with you.
And there you have it.
Oh, another one from the 603. I'm a high school principal, so she knows a little bit about pens. The CBD ones do not smell like marijuana.
I don't know what to say.
Bro's getting high, okay?
Probably.
There were some context clues.
This guy really likes Afro Man.
Yeah, how have we not played that song once during these entire breaks? I mean, what are you doing over there?
I'm sorry,
what are we even doing?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm checked
Let's
out.
Let's move along.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Marina from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, good morning.
Marina is driving to the train station to go to work, where she is an architect.
Very cool.
What's the last thing you architected?
I architected a single-family home in Cambridge most recently.
That is so cool, man.
How many square feet?
The building was about 3,000 square feet. Ooh. Nothing too big, but I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Wow. Must be cool to have a job with, like, blueprints. And then you, like, have a big table where you lay out all your plans.
I was into architecture when I was, like, in, I think, middle school or starting high school. I used to know all the terminology. You draw bushes on an architecture graph thing.
We got into different stuff in high school.
Da, 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 da. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Marina?
Got really into architecture and awesome.
I did.
Why not both?
I will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I used to carry graph paper, Dan.
I believe you.
Nerd!
I used to carry graph paper. I did. I loved it. All right. Kennedy is gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Okay, Marina?
Okay.
Question number one. Usher received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the BET Awards on Sunday night. Who does the rap verse on his hit song, Yeah?
Ludacris.
While Randy Houser was performing in California the other night, some people thought a UFO streaked across the sky. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Lindsay Lohan turning 38 years old today. Can you name the 1998 movie where Lohan played identical twins, separated at birth and living on opposite sides of the Atlantic, who tried to reunite their parents at summer camp?
I love this movie, The Parent Trap.
This singer turns 41 today. Take a listen to her biggest hit and then name her. 'Cause you're name the artist.
I know the song. I don't know the artist for this one.
And question number five. Michael Phelps is ranked number one on People Magazine's list of the 15 greatest summer Olympians of all time. Name all four strokes used in Olympic swimming events.
Butterfly, backstroke, freestyle, breaststroke.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Marina.
Catch a mid-bite.
She's spicy.
What are you eating?
Spicy ramen.
Spicy ramen?
Yeah.
In the middle of the show.
Yeah, I always eat during the show.
Not like while we're on the air, though.
Sure, I do all the time. 100%. You'll ask me, what are you eating when I go back there? I'm having yogurt, cottage cheese. It could be anything. Mm. I have to eat every few hours, buddy. Mm. I got to fuel this machine.
Sorry about that, Arnold.
I forgive you.
Marina got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Usher received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the BET Awards Sunday night. Who does the rap verse on Usher's hit song, Yeah?
Ludacris.
Tie to one. While Randy Houser was performing in California the other night, he's a country singer, by the way, in case you don't know.
Thank you.
Some people thought a UFO streaked across the sky. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Did they ever find out what it was, Dan?
I do not think so.
Tie to two, question number three. Lindsay Lohan turns 38 today. Name the 1998 movie where Lohan played identical twins, separated at birth and living on opposite sides of the Atlantic, who tried to reunite their parents at summer camp.
Parent Trap.
Tied at three. This singer turns 41 years old today. Take a listen to her biggest hit and then name her. 'Cause you're maybe less eating.
Maybe bite me. Avril Lavigne? It's not, is it?
Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch.
Spicy
from the head. 603, Carson didn't notice you eat. That's because he's usually high.
I think that's spicy versy, but you do you.
Tied to three, question number five. Michael Phelps is ranked number one on People Magazine's list of the 15 greatest summer Olympians of all time. Name all four strokes used in Olympic swimming events.
Okay, so we have freestyle, we have the backstroke, we have breaststroke, we have the butterfly.
That was fast.
That is correct.
I was a swimmer. Yep.
Were you a good swimmer?
No. I was pretty average, but I swam for a long time. I swam through high school.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
I was a good swimmer, but I swam until like eighth grade. And then grades mattered.
I got tired of shaving my arms.
I was unaware that you both swam competitively until right now. I've been here 11 years.
What was the name of your team? We were the Dolphins.
It depends on which one. We were the Barracudas when I was young, and then when I was on the like travel team, it was the CSAA. Can't remember.
I was the Daytona Beach Swim Association Dolphins, and I was the next Mark Spitz in seventh grade. All right, Marina. Kennedy gets a win with a 4-4 tie. Unfortunately, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in and playing, and you have a great day architecting today.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Marina from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Thank you. Be seated. Closing session.
22-117, Commonwealth versus Karen Reed.
All right. The jury is at an impasse.
All right. That's going to be the end.
Bring them in.
That's going to be the end. The jury is at an impasse. I'm going to bring them in. That's going to be the end. She's going to declare a mistrial, and that is going to be it. So,
I'm in receipt of your note. Judge Cannone, despite our rigorous efforts, we continue to find ourselves at an impasse. Our perspectives on the evidence are starkly divided. Some members of the jury firmly believe that the evidence surpasses the burden of proof, establishing the elements of the charges beyond a reasonable doubt.
That's interesting.
Conversely, others find the evidence fails to meet this standard and does not sufficiently establish the necessary elements of the charges.
Right.
The deep division is not due to a lack of effort or diligence, but rather a sincere adherence to our individual principles and moral convictions.
Right.
To continue to deliberate would be futile and only serve to force us to compromise these deeply held beliefs.
Right. We're done.
And there it is, a hung jury in the Karen Reed trial yesterday. You were hearing commentary from Emily D. Baker, the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst, a prior L.A. deputy district attorney. You can find her on YouTube and on the Law Nerd app. And I was watching that with you, Emily, as it was unfolding. And it almost felt a little bit sad for me that we didn't get a conclusion to this. I have to imagine it feels a lot like that for all the people involved. How were you feeling when you heard the decision to declare a mistrial by the judge?
I wasn't surprised. Good morning, everybody. I'm sure everybody feels a little unresolved, but I wasn't surprised. After their notes on Friday indicating that they were deadlocked, I was expecting this result today. It seemed that the jury had been very diligent, and it seems that they just had differences of opinions on the evidence. And if you believe Karen Reed is guilty, are you going to change your mind? And if you believe she's not guilty, are you going to change your mind? There's not a lot of room for compromise in this case. And even the lesser included charges that they were instructed on are still very serious charges, involuntary manslaughter and motor vehicle homicide. So there's nowhere for the jury to compromise, and they did not.
Does this happen a lot? Mistrials, hung juries, or is this rare?
I really haven't looked it up. It's not the most common result, but it's also not incredibly rare. It does happen. It's more unusual to me that the judge did not pull them to tell us how they were split, because you can see juries that reach a verdict on some charges and are deadlocked on other charges. You can see them closer to agreement on some charges than others. I don't think that would be the case here, because everything really stems around, did John O'Keefe get hit by a vehicle? And I can understand, based on this evidence, where that deadlock would be, even though to many it seemed obvious one way or the other. That's the exact point. To this jury, it seemed obvious to them one way or the other, and they couldn't bridge that gap.
And the judge has gone out of her way to keep the identities of the jurors private. It will not become a matter of public record because they did not come to a verdict. Mm. Because it's a hung jury, they will now not release this information. Do you think we'll ever get a sense of what each juror voted?
I don't know if we will. I don't know if they were polled at all. I don't know if the attorneys know that. It's very helpful to the attorneys in their decision-making process. I don't know if it's going to be in the record anywhere with how this judge has done things. And I don't think these jurors are going to volunteer to come forward and speak to the media, though they could if they wanted to. I think that would be unlikely here.
So, Emily, with it being a mistrial, how does this work? Do we just, like, a year down the road, do they just run it back with the same experts and the same witnesses and just the same case, just a different jury?
They have a year to try it. Of course, the attorneys can argue for more time. Both sides here wanted more time for this trial. They wanted stuff going on in the federal investigation. But we're going to see a lot more motions leading up to trial. The video from the Sallyport, the one that was like flipped and inverted, that didn't get disclosed till during trial. So there's things that both sides now know about well in advance. So we're going to see a lot more motions, and I think we'll see the judge narrowing down the evidence. I don't know if we'll hear from every single person who went to the Canton basketball game in a retrial. I think the judge will try to move this trial along more quickly.
And what will happen regarding Trooper Michael Proctor, who has been relieved of his duties? He was the lead investigator. Does he just disappear now if they go for a retrial?
I think it's very interesting how quickly that announcement came down. I said yesterday a couple times that I thought it was maybe a little quick for the prosecution to announce that they were going to do a retrial. They announced it incredibly swiftly. And I said, maybe there's a minute to wait till the end of the month when you have a hearing and then let the office decide. Mm-hmm. But he's still subject to an internal affairs investigation. And if he's terminated, it's going to be really hard to bring him in to testify in a retrial. And it is going to change how the prosecution approaches this case.
617-931-1234. Emily D. Baker's going to hang out for a few more minutes. She's going to take your questions as well. If you have a question about something that happened in the trial, she makes it very simple to understand. She speaks in a language that we all can comprehend, you know, like a good eighth grade level. It's good for me. So I appreciate that. Again, it's Emily D. Baker. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. And if you have a question for Emily about the Karen Reed trial, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We'll do that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I feel like these big news stories always happen in threes, like they say. So yesterday we had the mistrial in the Karen Reed murder case. We had the owner of the Celtics announcing the biggest contract ever for Jason Tatum, and then that he's going to sell the team. And then we announced our NKOTB pool party. Big news always happens in threes, Kennedy. Big news. Not quite on the same. You're not tracking with me on that one?
No, you're going ahead, though.
All right. Emily D. Baker is the Internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst, as we've told you before, a prior L.A. deputy district attorney. Find her on YouTube, Emily D. Baker, and on the Law Nerd app. And we have people that have questions for you. Let's see. We are going to first grab, I think I have Siobhan. Are you there?
I am. Hi.
Say good morning to Emily D. Baker, and what's your question?
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thanks.
My question is, when they're doing a retrial, how likely is it that they can even find a jury that hasn't had any exposure to this trial?
Good question.
I was wondering that as well.
This is a unique thing with such a high-profile case, and especially one that is so tuned into locally, is they are going to have to find a jury that hasn't been exposed to this case. It is a real concern, and I don't know if we'll see motions from the defense to try to move the case to a larger county, to try to bring in more jurors that might not have been watching this trial. But even when I run into people who are from Boston, somebody from Boston, everyone seems to be watching this case, so it's going to be a problem.
Will it be the same judge, regardless?
It should be the same judge, unless her assignment changes or something else, but it should be the same judge.
Will the state keep the same prosecution team for a retrial?
They generally do. It is really hard to retry somebody else's trial, especially a trial this big. This was 75 witnesses, over 600 exhibits. I wonder if they will end up with more of a second chair who is doing things on the record and adding to the prosecution team, but I don't think we'll see a change again unless something drastic happens, or unless, you know, of course, if Prosecutor Lally leaves that job, then you can see a change. But it's unusual to do that.
Emily, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but like, if you were able to be involved with this trial the second time around, what would you wish they have done differently? Like, now that you're done with it and you can step back and take a moment with everything that happened, like, is there anything that you wish or feel could have been done differently? Or is that a really big question and too many things to answer?
No, it is. I don't think we have enough time. I think there's a lot of room to change things. No, it's something that the attorneys are going to be evaluating. I think the prosecution can pare down their case and their number of witnesses to make it hopefully more clear. I think the defense can lean into where the doubt is instead of leaning into who else could have done it, because jurors are there to solve one question, which is, did Karen Reed do this thing? And putting the focus on other people might turn off some jurors. It might be this is not what we're here for. So it will be interesting to see how and if they retry this case. Remember, there's an outside chance that there could be a plea deal in this case. I don't think it's likely. These parties are very at odds, and we saw very strong statements from the defense yesterday that they're not going to quit. But it's always possible that there is a plea deal in the case. Or if something dramatic happens with that federal investigation, there's always a chance that doesn't go forward to a retrial. So we're really back to the beginning and in an unknown of what's going to happen next.
Wow. Helen is from Framingham. What's your question for Emily D. Baker?
Good morning. John O'Keefe had marks and wounds on his body. Did they break the skin? Did anyone take DNA to see if it was canine or human, or how it linked up to anything?
From everything we saw in the case, we saw that they swabbed the outside of his clothing, but we didn't see any reference to them swabbing the wounds on his arm. But we did see two experts from the defense that indicated those were believed to be canine related. So
yeah,
witnesses revealed themselves fairly quickly to the defense.
I felt like there was a coroner or something that said there was no dog saliva found on. And maybe I misheard that. I watched so much of this. It's one of those things.
I did too. Yeah. But yes, when they cleaned off his body, they were looking for those things, and then they looked for it on the clothing, which is hard because if he fell backwards and hit his head, then where do those injuries on the arm come from?
Mm. What does Karen Reed do now, Emily?
I don't know what you do in the waiting time between now and another retrial, other than try to rest and do this all again. But it would be incredibly difficult, and it's going to be, for Karen Reed, very expensive. I mean, for the Commonwealth, it's going to be expensive as well. But for Karen Reed, it's going to be very expensive to do this retrial.
And one last question from the 617. This entire process, that's not the one I want.
No, it isn't.
The one I want says, what do I do with my life now? I've been paying so much attention to you and your lives, Emily, and this trial. What's the next big case?
Well, Alec Baldwin starts July 10th, so we don't have to worry about not being in trial for a very long period of time, because attention will shift to New Mexico very swiftly for the Alec Baldwin trial that is going to be, I imagine, shorter than this one substantially, but also very interesting to see same prosecutor as the Hannah Gutierrez trial, different set of defense attorneys, but a lot of the same witnesses. So for everybody that watched the Hannah Gutierrez trial, this is going to feel a little like a retrial because a lot of similar witnesses.
Well, and I hope you'll come back and stay with us for that too, Emily.
And I had one nerd question for you about the streaming. How were the streaming numbers for the Karen Reed trial versus, say, like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? Were they very similar?
They were. It didn't reach the same type of broad appeal that we saw during Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. But what I found is that even though lots and lots of people were tuned in, we were getting not new people coming in. People were tuned in for this entire trial. Mm. Some came in at the defense case, but for the most part, there was a very deep interest, even though it wasn't quite as broad. So we were about 50,000 live concurrent viewers. Wow. Towards the end of the trial, but in Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it was hundreds of thousands of viewers.
All right, well, have a good 4th of July weekend, Emily. We appreciate all the hard work.
Always.
We know you've been traveling.
You.
We appreciate you making time for
Thank
us.
You.
Emily D. Baker, you can find her on the Law Nerd app. It's lawnerdapp.com. And find her on YouTube, too. She does a great job of explaining all of this, and we just appreciate her doing that for us again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lisa from Arlington.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah. Avery is in the car, 9 years old, and on her way to camp, Kennedy.
Okay. I love camp. Let's go.
Avery, can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
What kind of camp are you going to, Avery?
I'm going to dance camp.
Dance camp.
What's your favorite kind of dance?
I like back row. It's like gymnastics.
Oh, I've not heard of that kind before.
Because we're not dancers.
No, they probably don't teach you how to Dougie at dance camp.
I'm more of a running man kind of guy. Avery, ask them to teach you the running man at dance camp today, okay?
Ask them, yeah, ask when you get there. Okay.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, ladies?
Avery, want to say it? Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is, in fact, a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Lisa?
We are ready.
Jamie Foxx says his medical emergency last year started with a bad headache, and before he knew it, he was gone for 20 days. He still won't say what happened, though. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for portraying which blind musician?
Ray Charles.
Yesterday, Jason Tatum signed the biggest contract in NBA history to stay with the Celtics. He'll make $315 million over the next 5 years. Who's the mascot for the Celtics?
Oh, gosh. Lucky the Leprechaun?
Speaking of Lucky... Halsey's upcoming single, Lucky, samples this previous track of the same name. Take a listen and tell me who sang the original. Name the artist.
Britney Spears.
Underrated track.
I had some help from Post Malone, and Morgan Wallen has regained the top spot on the Hot 100. It overtook Please, Please, Please by which artist?
Sabrina Carpenter.
21 years ago today in 2003, Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines was released. The franchise is still putting out new movies. In the Terminator franchise, what is the name of the artificial intelligence network that gains self-awareness and tries to wipe out the human race?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Avery, do you know? We do not know that one.
That would be a wild pull if Avery knew.
Kennedy! All
right.
Not a fan of the Terminator movies.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio. Welcome back.
Hi.
Lisa and Avery got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, well done, friends.
Nice job. Woohoo! Nice job.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
I am.
Jamie Foxx says his medical emergency last year started with a bad headache, and before he knew it, he was, quote, gone for 20 days, although he still won't say what happened. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for portraying which blind musician?
Ray Charles.
Tied at 1. Yesterday, Jason Tatum signed the biggest contract in NBA history to stay with the Celtics. He will make $315 million over the next 5 years. Who is the mascot of the Celtics?
Lucky.
Speaking of Lucky, Halsey's upcoming single, Lucky, samples this track of the same name. Take a listen and who sang this original, Kennedy.
Are you asking for the singer?
Yeah, who sings that?
Britney
song?
Spears.
Tied at 3.
Oh, come on.
I had some help by Post Malone, and Morgan Wallen has regained the top spot on the Hot 100. It overtook Please, Please, Please by which artist?
I don't know.
We play the song every 20 minutes.
You can say that, but we don't. I don't listen. I walk in.
Her name is Sabrina Carpenter.
You're not a carpenter.
I'm absolutely. I don't know what to tell you.
4-3 for Lisa. Going to the final question. 21 years ago today in 2003, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines was released. The franchise is still putting out new movies. In the franchise, what is the name of the artificial intelligence network that gains self-awareness and tries to wipe out the human race?
Skynet.
It is Skynet.
Oh.
That was a close one, girl.
Kennedy, well done. Lisa and Avery, unfortunately, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. However, you are not leaving empty-handed. You have just won yourself 4 tickets to see Alanis Morissette in concert July 9th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Yay!
Yay! That's awesome!
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Lisa and Avery from Arlington, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Have fun at dance camp. Yes. Bob Lock and drop
we
it.
Tried.
Running man!
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.